Good morning.
早上好。
How is everyone?
大家怎么样今天早上？
So it's great to be back and see some familiar faces.
很高兴能回来又看到很多熟悉的面孔。
It's been about almost 2.5 years.
已经有两年半的时间了，离开渥太华。
So I've seen some people, they've changed.
我看到有一些人有所改变。
For a moment, I didn't recognize my translator.
刚才我就没认出来我的这个翻译。
I thought it was just a friendly church, a person was waving hi.
我以为就是有一个这个友好的人跟我挥下手。
So let's just begin with the word of prayer.
那我们先一起祷告。
Father God, as we come before you, Lord.
天父，我们到你的面前。
We just pray, Lord, that we open our hearts and our minds.
我们祈求你能打开我们的心，打开我们的耳朵。
May you help us see not just what we want to see.
让我们能看见不仅仅是我们自己想要看到的。
But what you want to bring our attention to.
而是你想让我们注意能够关注的。
We pray that you speak powerfully through today's message.
我们祈求你真的只能借着今天的信息能够深深的触动我们。
And we ask for your blessing in our time together.
也请你赐福我们在一起的时间。
In Jesus' name.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
And everyone says,
Amen. Amen.
So I have a confession.
我要承认一点。
When my plans don't work out, sometimes I get anxious, upset, and I don't listen.
有时候当我的计划不能够实现的时候，我就非常的这个焦虑，我就很生气。
If we worry,
当我们担心的时候，
there's a chance that we get upset.
我们很有可能会变生气。
Anxious, we don't listen.
我们会焦虑，也不愿意去听。
For instance.Wow, that's a light.
比如说，这个有一个。I guess you have to move a bit.
That really got me, sorry. I'm seeing spots. Okay, for instance, if you have someone significant in our lives.
比如说，你如果生命中有一个很重要的人。
We worry about that person.
我们会担心这个人。
If we worry, then probably we get anxious, upset, we don't listen.
我们担心的时候呢，有可能就会焦虑，可能会难过，可能就不会好好的聆听。
Even if we can't think of someone, there's usually something that's in our life that we worry about.
即使或许没有这么一个人，可能有一些什么事情是你会担心的。
It could be our goals, it could be about tomorrow.
可能是关于我们的目标，或者是明天。
But today it's not about worry, it's about God's provision.
但是今天我们不是来讨论这个焦虑的，我们是在讨论神的供应。
Today we're going to look at the Lord's provision through Moses.
今天我们要看神是怎么样通过摩西来供应他的百姓。
And why Moses?
为什么选择摩西？
Moses at one point,
摩西在他生命的某一个时刻，
was abandoned.
他被抛弃了。
Rich, a criminal.A husband, a brother, a father, a leader, and a friend.
他曾经非常的富有，他曾经是是个罪犯，是个丈夫，是个弟兄，是一个父亲，也是一个领袖，而且他有很多的失败。
And there were times that Moses also failed.
对，在很多的时候，他也曾经经历过失败。
Can any of us relate?
我们是不是也有类似的经历呢？
Probably the thing that we want to avoid the most is failure.
可能生活当中我们最最想避免的是失败。
We want to look good, strong.
我们想看起来很好，看起来很强壮。
But how do we learn?
但是我们怎么样才能学习呢？
We can learn through failure.
我们可以在失败当中学习。
But based on today's culture,
但是从今天的文化的角度来讲，
most of us hold on to a formula for success.
我们很多人都会hold 得住，就都会这个坚持有一个能够成功的一个方式。
But does our formula for success make us deaf to God?
但是我们这个公式有的时候是不是能让我们对神的话反而是闭上我们的耳朵了？
If we're deaf to God, we don't see the Lord's provision.
如果我们对神是这个闭上了我们的这个耳朵不听的话，是不是就会像摩西这样？
And this holds true for me as well.
这对我来说是真实的。
If I'm deaf to God working,
如果我对神的工作充耳不闻的话，我就看不到他的供应。
I want to attempt something, so please bear with me.
我想尝试一件事情，请你们有一点耐心。
I'd like to illustrate a point.
我想能够表明一个重要的一个点。
I don't have many skills, but I used to have one.
我有很多的这个啊、这个技术，但是有一点很重要的。
Who here likes martial art movies?
我们在当中有人喜欢功夫片吗
？Oh, we have one person. One.
哦、
oh, ，
有一个人
strong, honest person.
有一个很壮。
Who has practiced a martial art?
有没有人练习过功夫这个武术
？No.
啊，有一个手那里。
Oh, awesome.、Yeah.Yeah, I need a volunteer.
我需要一个志愿者。
So if you're willing to come, okay. So what I want to show, I'll probably just put this down and I'm just gonna talk really loud.
Okay, 我们来试一件事情啊，就在这儿。我的志愿者要尝试来打我一下。就像只是演示一下或者是踢或者是打都可以当我让他来这个攻击我的时候我没有说怎么样我只是说你来试着来打或者是用手或者是用脚然后我就来把他挡住了
What I hope you see and it seems really small and maybe a little bit silly but it's very important
看起来也许有点傻但是我是想说一个很重要的一点
It's not about two people fighting
这不是关于两个人打架
It's not about two people trying to hit each other
也不是说两个人试图来伤害对方
But it's about a goal
但是这有一个目标
We have something in mind when we try to do something
当我们在做一件事的时候我们心里是有一个目标的
A martial art for me
功夫对于我来说
It's like a chess game
就像一个象棋就像下棋
So we each have a goal in mind
我们每个人都有一个目标
It's not about violence
不是关于暴力
It's about controlling violence
而是怎么样去控制这个暴力
It's about looking at this goal
当我们看我们的目标的时候
And not everyone has the same goal in mind
不是每一个人在心里都有一个同样的目标。
There are good students and there are bad students.
有好学生也有坏学生。
Just like in life.
就像在生活当中一样。
Not everyone has the same goal in mind.
不是每一个人在心里都有一个同样的目标。
A goal is crucial.
目标是非常重要的。
Especially in how we decide to live life.
特别是当我们决定我们怎么样生活的时候。
So if we consider Chinese lessons.
就像我们说上中文学校学中文
music lessons,
或者是学音乐
maybe, working harder,
或者是更加努力的工作
getting good marks,
拿到好的成绩
it's all our goals the same.
我们的目标是一样的吗
How many people say yes?
多少人说是的
How many people say no?
多少人说不是的
So what's interesting is if I ask all the parents,Do you have the same goal in mind? They're like, yes. I ask all the kids, no.
我觉得有趣一点是说，我如果问所有的家长，他们可能都会举起手说，对，是的。但是问所有的孩子的话，他们都会说，不是。
So it's important to really be clear about our goals.
所以很重要就是我们要很清晰我们的目标是什么。
And in my demo, what I hope people can see,
在我刚才的演示当中，我希望大家能够看到
that it was not about hitting each other.
不是关于要打对方
It was not about fighting,
不是关于打斗
but there were two different goals,
但是有两个不同的目标
two different strategies.
两个不同的、攻略
If we each have one in mind,
如果我们每个人有不同的目标的话
whether we spoke it or not,
不管我们说还是不说出来
it's an interesting dynamic when we come together.
那是一个很有趣的这个很有趣的这个互动
In our society, even as Christians,
在这个社会当中即使我们是基督徒
we tend to act first,
我们有的时候会先去行动
and ask God to bless us later.
然后回头再请求神来祝福我们
But we need to change this.
但是我们需要有所改变
we need to seek him first.
我们需要先寻求神
and then act accordingly.
然后再根据神的心意来行动
Who here remembers Prince of Egypt?
在这儿有谁看过《埃及王子》这部电影
？Oh, we have a few people.
我们有一些人记得。
So good because it's like a couldn't believe it's like 21 years ago.
Oh, 这是21年前的一部电影。
I'm old.
我现在觉得老了。
Remember Moses at one point, he's all grown up.
记得摩西在某一个时刻他长大了。
He's part of the Pharaoh's family.
他是法老的家庭一员。
He sees a beating of a slave.
他看到有人在打一个奴隶。
He looks this way and that.
他看看左边，再看看右边。
He sees nobody looking.
没有人在看。
He kills the Egyptian.
他就把那个埃及人给杀掉了。
And he hides the body.
然后他就把那个尸体掩藏起来。
And we find this in Exodus chapter 2, verses 11 to 15.
我们是在出埃及记的第二章11到15节看到这一段。
Moses had a goal in mind.
摩西他在心里有一个目标。
But it was not the same that God would have.
但是那个不是神的目标。
Later on in the book of Exodus,
后来在出埃及记里面，
Moses has to flee Egypt.
摩西就逃离了埃及。
Because of his crime, and he goes to the land of Midian.
因为他所犯下的罪，所以他跑到了米甸。
And one day we find Moses is tending sheep.
有一天他在那里放羊。
And he comes across a burning bush.
他看到了一个燃烧的荆棘。
He's a little curious, so he goes over.
他很好奇，他就想去看一下。
And he hears it speak to him.
他就听到有一个声音在对他讲话。
And we find this in Exodus chapter 3.
我们就在出埃及记的第三章里看到。
The Lord greets him and tells him he is standing on holy ground.
神跟他说，你站在一个圣地。
In this one instance, he becomes very real.
就在这一时刻，神真的是非常真实。
And how does Moses respond?
那摩西是怎么样反应的呢？
He is obedient and he is listening.
他很顺服，他就在聆听。
God tells Moses what he knows.
神跟摩西说了些什么呢？
He has heard the suffering of his people in Egypt.
他说他已经听到了他百姓的苦情。
And he will respond.
他要做出反应。
And we find this in verse 7.
我们在第三章第七节看到。
So in verse 7 it says, The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt, and I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering.
在第七节，耶和华说，我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。他们因受督工的辖制所发的哀声，我也听见了。我原知道他们的痛苦。
However, in verse 8,
但是在第八节里面，
God mentions he has come down to rescue them from the Egyptians to bring them out of the land so they can go to the promised land that he intended.
他就说我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的首领，他们出了那个地到美好宽阔流奶与蜜之地。
Obviously, right here we can see that God is stating his intent and provision.
我们看到神是在显明他自己的动机和他的供应。
Moses was happy.
摩西就很开心。
He was relatively passive.
他比较被动。
Until verse 10.
直到第十节。
When God mentions, so now go, I am sending you to the Pharaoh. Bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt.
第十节，神说，故此我要打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。
As we live life,
当我们在生活当中，
it's great to know that God cares.
很高兴知道神是关心我们的。
However, it's a lot different when we think.God is going to use us.
但是当我们知道哦，神要用我们的时候，就不一样了。
He's going to use us to provide for others.
他要用我们来给别人供应。
Are we ready?
我们准备好了吗？
I've been on a reading plan for a year.
我在读这个读经有一个一年的计划当中。
The reading plan is reading the Bible in a year.
这个计划就是在一年当中读完这本圣经。
It wasn't my idea.
这个不是我的主意。
But I decided I agreed to it.
但是我同意了这个参与这个计划。
As I was reading, I came across the story of Moses.
当我在读的时候，我就看到摩西这个故事。
And I slowed down. I considered, why would Moses do what he did?
我就停顿下来，慢一点看摩西为什么会做他所做的事。
What can we learn from it?
我们在摩西身上可以学到什么东西呢？
The story of Moses is found in the book of Exodus.
摩西的故事是在出埃及记里面。
It's the second book in the Bible.
出埃及记是圣经的第二本书。
The Pharaoh at the time grew concerned because the Israelites, the Hebrews, were becoming very popular.
当时这个法老他有点担心，因为看到以色列的人口不断的膨胀。
So fearing their control and rebellion, he devised a way to control them.
So 这个法老为了避免以色列人的反叛，他就想一个办法来控制他们。
He not only made them slaves.
他不但把他们变成奴隶。
But he also tried to control their birth rate.
他也来试着控制他们的出生率。
Moses was born an Israelite.
摩西生下来是个以色列人。
So his future should have been that of a slave.
所以他的未来应该就是成为一个奴隶。
But a slave was not his fate.
但是奴隶却不是他的命定。
Through incredible circumstances.
这一系列很奇妙的事情发生。
Moses escaped his perilous fate.
摩西就逃离了这个可怕的命运。
And he got adopted by another family.
他就被另外一个家庭收养。
That other person who adopted him.
这另外一个家庭收养他的是。
Was the Pharaoh's very own daughter.
就是法老的亲生女儿。
God provided.
神供应了。
Now, as an infant, Moses could not choose or act like an adult.
当他是个小孩的时候，当然他没有办法选择他所要做的，像成人一样。
But he was found under the Lord's provision.
但是呢，他是在神的供应下面。
As Moses grew older,
摩西一点点长大了。
He acted at least once without thinking.
他至少有一次是在没有想就行动了。
And he had followed God's will, so there were consequences.
他没有跟随神的心意，所以就有后果。
Many years later in Midian,
很多年之后在米甸呢。
Moses again was given an opportunity.
摩西又给他的这又被神给了他一个机会。
This time, God chose Moses to be the instrument that he would work through.
这次呢，神选择摩西作为他工作的一个器皿。
And God provided.
神就供应了。
What would you do if you were presented with an opportunity that God wanted to work through you?
如果神现在要选择你做一个工具来成为他供应的一个器皿，你会怎么样？
For me, I might be scared or nervous.
对我来说，我可能会有些害怕。
In the story of Moses, we see what happens when we follow God's will and when we don't.
摩西的故事可能让我们能看到我们在追随神的心意和不听神的心意的时候的这个结果。
If we follow God's will, we see His provision.
当我们顺服神的心意的时候，我们能看到他的供应。
When we don't, we see the consequences.
当我们不愿意顺服的时候，我们就领受这个后果。
So which one do we want? The consequence or the provision?
那我们到底想要什么呢？想要后果呢，还是想要看到神的供应？
I know what I want.
我知道我想要什么。
But I also know it's scary to step out in faith.
但是我也知道，当凭着信心要踏出一步的时候，也是很害怕的。
And if we read the story, we can hear that Moses was scared.
当我们在看这个故事的时候，我们看到摩西也害怕了。
It's counterintuitive to think that if God wants to do something great, He's going to use us.
这个可能跟我们的本能有一些冲突，就是如果神要做一件很伟大的事，他一定要用我吗
？Why involve us?
为什么一定要用我们呢
？Let's look at Scripture.
让我们看一下圣经。
But Moses said to God in verse 11.Who am I that I should go to the Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said, I will be with you, and this will be a sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. Moses said to God, Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they asked, What is his name? Then what shall I tell them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to them.The Israelites, I am has sent you.
十一节开始，摩西对神说：“我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？”神说：“我必与你同在。你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我，这就是我打发你去的证据。”摩西对神说：“我到以色列人那里，对他们说：你们祖宗的神打发我到你们这里来。他们若问我说他叫什么名字，我要对他们说什么呢？”神对摩西说我是自由拥有的又说你要对以色列人这样说那自由的打发我到你们这里来
If I went into the workplace,
如果我去工作的地方
and I say, I am has sent me,
我跟他们说是那个自由的打发我来的。
What do you think would happen to me?
你觉得会发生什么事情？
So Moses was going in, but faith was still a large part of him facing all these people.
所以摩西去，但是他的信心必须是在这当中起一个很大的作用，让他能够站在百姓的面前。
Listen to this story.
让我们听一下这个故事。
Starting in verse 1.
从第一节。
Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the far side of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There an angel of the Lord appeared to him in the flames of fire from within a bush. And Moses saw, though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see the strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him within the bush, saying, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, Here I am. Verse 5, Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then Moses said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, I mean Isaac, God of Jacob. And after this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, I indeed have seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned over their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land into the good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me. I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go, I am sending you to the Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt.
我们再回头来看一下摩西这个故事，从第一节开始。摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶推罗的羊群，一日领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。摩西说，我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？耶和华见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说，摩西，摩西。他说，我在这里。神说，不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。又说，我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。耶和华说，我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。他们因受督工的辖制所发的哀声，我也听见了。我原知道他们的痛苦，我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出了那地，到美好宽阔流奶与米与蜜之地，就是到迦南人、好人、亚摩利人、比利洗人、西魏人、耶布斯人之地。现在以色列人的哀声达到我耳中，我也看见埃及人怎样欺压他们，故此我要打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓从以色列人中，从埃及领出来。
As we examine this course, as this discourse, and a little bit further,
当我们在看这个故事，然后再深一步的去看的时候，
we need to count how many times does the Lord provide.
我们需要去回顾一看，神是有多少次来供应。
We can see this in verse 8, in verse 12, 14, 17, 20, and 21.
我们可以在第八节、第十节、十二节、十四、十七和二十节看到。
Roughly it says, I have come to rescue them. I will be with you. I am has sent me. I have promised to bring you up and out of your misery. So I will stretch out my hand and strike the enemy, and I will make the enemy be favorably disposed towards you.
他提到神说，我下来就要救你们，我要打发你去，我必与你同在，我是自由拥有的。自由拥有的打发你来，我要让你们在困苦当中，我要把你们从埃及的困苦中领出来。我必伸手在埃及行我一切的奇事，我必叫你们在埃及人眼前蒙恩。
As we read the word of God, do we hold on to what God has said to us?
当我们读神的话的时候呢，我们要真的是抓住神的应许。
God will act one way or another.
神会工作的，不管是这样还是那样。
And God will act through us.
神会通过我们来工作。
If we're obedient and listening.
如果我们顺服，也愿意聆听的话。
The other day I was thinking about how my life is turning out with technology.
前几天我在想，我的生活在这个有一些这个科技上的一些挑战。
In the span of a couple of years, I've changed my iPhone a few times.
在这个一两年的时间内呢，我的这个iPhone 就换了两三次。
And that's a sad story with my iPhone.
这是一个挺伤心的这个故事啊。
But then my iPad died.
然后我的 iPad 也坏掉了。
Oh, and then 2 days ago my laptop died.
这两天前我的笔记本也坏掉了。
And during the summer my air conditioner in my car stopped.
那夏天的时候我车上的空调也坏了。
I was driving to a church, about to share the word of God.
当我这个开车去教会要分享神的话语的时候
，and I realized it was a really hot day.
我才发现这是这么热的一天。
Many of us depend on technology.
我们很多人都这个依赖科技。
And so when it doesn't work,
所以当它不工作的时候
，we can get anxious.
我们可能会有点焦虑
，upset.
会难受
，and we may not listen.
我们可能就不愿意再听了。
As I thought of some of my problems,
我知道就是生活我们有很多的问题，有的时候。
I was anxious. I was upset.
我担心，我难受。
And I wondered how could I solve this.
我在想，我怎么解决这些问题呢
？I could react and be upset.
我可以就是说简单的去反应，然后让自己很难受。
But I had this really weird idea.
但是我有一个很奇怪的想法。
I sat down and thought of how.
我就坐下来来记录一下神是怎么样供应我的。
My iPhone broke.
我的手机坏了。
I got it repaired.
我把它修了一下。
My new iPhone died.
新的手机又坏了。
I got that repaired.
我再去把它修了。
Recently, my iPhone died again.
最近我的这个手机又坏掉了。
Just before I upgraded.
就是刚刚在我这个要升级之前。
Now with all the repair bills.
那所有的这些修理的账单。
And the cost of upgrading.
还有升级的这个账单。
You would think I'd be upset.
你想我你可能会很难过哈。
But it was less the price than half a new iPhone.
但是其实这个加起来还不如这个新手机一半的价钱。
That's really odd, isn't it?
这是不是有点怪
？So my iPad died.
所以我的 iPad 坏掉了。
I took it to the Apple store.
我把它带到这个苹果的这个店。
You know, you bring it to the expert.
你知道你拿给一些专家来
Unfortunately, you bring it to the experts, you think they're going to charge a lot.
你带到专家那儿，你想他们肯定会这个让我付很多的钱。
They gave me a new iPad.
他们给了我一个新的 iPad.
A fraction of the cost.
而且只是用非常低的一个价钱。
2 days ago, my laptop died with all the work that I had.
两天前我的笔记本呢，这个坏掉了，上面有我过去好几年的工作在上面。
Ironically, it was just when Pastor Kevin asked me to preach.
正好就是在这个 Kevin 这个我们的张牧师要邀请我来讲道的那天。
And I was upset.
所以我就很着急。
However, I remembered my last church.
但是很幸运，就是我这个原来工作过的一个教会
gave me my desktop computer.
把那个一个座机给我
with a dual display.
还有双这个显示屏。
And then another person upgraded their computer.
另外一个人呢，他刚刚升级了他的电脑。
So they gave me their system for free.
所以就把他的系统也免费给了我。
Also, that air conditioner.
哦，还有我那个车上的空调呢。
Got repaired before the summer was out with some help.
我上帝也在提供帮助，让我在夏天前就把它给修好了，在这个夏天之前。
God does provide.
神确实是供应我们。
But if we're not looking,
但是如果我们不去看的话
if we're not paying attention,
如果我们不注意的话
if we're not listening,
如果我们不再听的话
we may not notice.
我们可能都注意不到
God does work.
神是在工作的
But if I don't notice,
但是如果我不注意的话
I may only see my problems.
我可能只会看到我的问题
It might sound weird that I compare my technology woes with the life of Moses.
这好像听起来有点奇怪，我把我拿我的这个科技上遇到的问题跟摩西来相比。
But it's more than that. It's about attitude.
但是不是仅仅是关于这个，是关于我们的一个心态。
How do I react to problems?
我怎么样？我对待遇到问题的时候，我是怎么样去反应的
？Life may have situations that don't work out.
生活当中可能有很多时候是这个很多东西它是不工作的。
You'll face scary times.
我们会遇到很让人害怕的时候。
How are we going to respond?
我们要怎么样反应呢？
We need to trust God and wait on His provision.
我们需要信靠神，等候他的供应。
Moses did this by being obedient and waiting for God.
摩西呢就做了这些，因为他顺服神，然后聆听神。
Waiting on for God doesn't mean we do nothing.
等候神并不是说你什么都不做。
We need to live an obedient life.
我们需要过一个顺服的生活
and learn to accept that we don't control everything.
也要接受我们不可能控制所有的事情。
So for me in technology,
所以对我来说呢，科技呢，
it's a struggle for me to accept that something's broken.
对我来说就是比较困难去接纳的，去什么东西这个坏掉了。
My background is technical support.
因为我的背景呢就是技术支持。
But I've also realized.
但是我也认识到
Sometimes I need to slow down and really listen for God.
有的时候我需要慢下来真正的来聆听神的声音
Because God does provide.
因为神确实是供应我们的需要
I now try to live my life waiting, even in the shadow of my problems, trusting God.
我现在学习就是说即使是在面对很多问题在很多的阴影下我能够继续的等候神继续聆听他
I don't know what tomorrow will be.
我不知道明天会怎样。
I just trust God, even as I face trials, to be the person who He wants.
我就是在遇到这些难处的时候，我仍然相信神要成为我他愿意让我成为的那样一个人。
God wanted to work through Moses.
神要愿意这个通过摩西来工作。
Moses hesitated.
摩西就犹豫了。
Would you?
你会犹豫吗
？How many of us have someone significant in our lives?
我们多少人的在我们当中有多少人有一个很重要的一个人在你的生命当中
This is an interactive message. Right now you're telling me you have no one significant in your lives.
这是一个有互动的信息所以我好像看起来大家都没有什么重要的人物在你的生命当中
Who has someone significant in their lives? Please raise your hand.
如果你有一个重要的人在你生命当中请你举手
Oh, this is so good. Even the person beside you will be happy.
这个很好，即使坐在你身边的人都会看到这个，很高兴。
The trick about having someone in our life，
在我们生命当中有一个重要的人
，is we worry about them，
就可能我们会担心他。
If we worry about them， sometimes we try to control them。
当我们担心的时候，我们有的时候就很想控制他。
But God wants to work through our relationships。
但是神想要通过我们的关系来工作。
But the one, the Moses that we often relate to the most is the one who acts alone and doesn't act with God.
但是那个摩西，我们更熟悉的好像是那个他自己动手去做事，而不是等神的这个摩西。
So sometimes the hardest thing to do is to surrender our relationships to God.
有的时候把我们的关系彻底的交给神，也是一件非常困难的事情。
Whether that be in marriage,
不管是婚姻。
Whether that be in dating,
或者是在约会
or whether that be in the family,
或者是在家庭当中
God works through our relationships.
神在我们的工作当神在我们的关系当中工作
The great thing to learn here is
在当中我们需要学习很重要的一个功课就是
Even Moses learned to work with God.
摩西可以学习跟神同工
And so can we.
我们也可以
It took a lifetime.
他用了一生来学习
But God recounts Moses as a friend.
但是神把摩西当作一个朋友
Do we want that type of relationship?
我们是不是也希望这样的关系
That when we face our problems, we don't face it alone.
当我们遇到困难的时候我们不是一个人来面对
Jesus Christ died on the cross to make a difference for those that trust and wait upon him.
耶稣基督死在十字架上是让那些信靠他的人可以有一个不同的人生
Jesus Christ died for those he called friends.
耶稣基督是为那些他被称作朋友的人而死。
If we want that type of relationship or that friendship, we need to be a friend of God.
如果我们也想要这样的一个朋友的关系，我们要跟神有关系。
And live a life reflecting what He wants us to be.
我们要要过我们的人生，就是说能够显示出他所希望我们所生活的那样一个。
To live obediently.
能够顺服的生活。
To trust and wait upon Him.
能够信靠他等候他
God does provide for his children.
神确实供应给他的孩子
For those of us that believe in him,
对我们这些相信他的人来说，
we are called his children and his friend.
我们被称作是他的孩子，他的朋友。
If we haven't made that choice yet,
如果我们还没有做这个选择的话，
perhaps we're looking at our goal more so than we're looking at God.
也许我们是在看我们自己的目标，而不是在更多的看神的目标。
We need to live a life that shows that we're listening.
我们需要啊。这样过我们的生活，让我们能够显示出我们真的是在听神的话。
One that shows that we're listening and we're looking for the Lord's provision.
当我们好好的聆听的时候，我们就能看见神的供应。
It's not easy.
这个其实并不容易。
Waiting doesn't mean we do nothing.
等候并不是表示我们什么都不做。
It means we listen and we look for God and live faithfully.
只是说我们要等候，我们再去寻找，看看神是怎么样供应的。
It doesn't mean we have control.
并不表示说我们可以控制什么。
We can question, but we also submit.
我们可以有疑惑，但是我们同时也顺服。
And see how God provides.
去看神是怎么样带领。
Perhaps right now some people are waiting for that three-point sermon.
也许在这个时候，有人在期待着说能够看到那个三点的这么一个讲道。
And they're wondering when I will say step one, step two, and step three.
可能在等着说我什么时候说第一步、第二步、第三步。
I typically don't do that.
我一般是不这么做的。
I have learned to be clear.
我想要很清楚地表明。
As God works through me, I try not to hinder the message.
当神在我身上动工的时候，我希望我不要拦阻他的信息。
What can we learn from Moses?
我们从摩西身上可以学到什么呢？
It's how to trust and wait upon God.
是我们要怎么样信靠神，怎么样去等候神。
This means we need to live life obedient to God's word.
这就表示我们要啊，我们要这个顺服神的话语。
And listen to God working around us.
然后去聆听，看神是在我们的周围怎样工作。
Part of listening is being prayerful.
这其中聆听的一部分呢，就是要常常的祷告。
Not just talking to God, but also listening to God.
不是仅仅的跟神讲话，而是要聆听他说什么。
If you want to learn more.Besides reading the Bible,
如果你想在圣经之外还想多学习一些的话，
I also recommend a book.
我推荐一本书，
called Experiencing God by Henry Blackaby.
叫做经历神， Black by Henry
Blackaby. So in his book, Blackaby identifies four ways that God talks to us through the Holy Spirit.
在这本书里面呢，这个 Blackaby 提到有四种。神通过圣灵跟我们讲话的方式。
God talks to us through prayer.
神通过祷告跟我们讲话。
Through His word.
神通过他的话语来跟我们讲话。
Through circumstance.
神通过我们身边的一些处境来跟我们讲话。
And through His people.
神也通过他的百姓，他是我们身边的人来跟我们讲话。
Perhaps when we encounter problems.
所以说，当我们遇到问题的时候。
We don't look at the God's provision.
我们如果不去看神的供应的话，
we feel anxious,
我们会很焦虑，
upset,
会很难过，
and we don't listen,
然后我们也不会好好的聆听，
but God will still provide.
但是神还是会供应。
However, if we don't want to trust, wait, look, or listen for God, we won't see His provision.
但是可惜当我们不去寻觅，不去看的时候，我们真的就看不到神给我们的供应。
Many of the times, society has dictated how we believe and how we behave.
很多时候是这个社会来确定说我们要怎么样去相信，我们应该怎么样生活。
Society puts pressure for us to define our goal, not faith.
是这个社会的一些价值观来让我们确定我们这个要怎么样行为，而不是说让我们的信心来决定我们来怎么样生活。
We need to reclaim that ground in the Lord's name.
我们需要靠主的名来重新啊，这个得回这个失去的领地。
We worry about our children and their futures.
我们担心我们的孩子，担心他们的未来。
We strongly encourage them to get good marks.
我们这个很这个激励他们啊，一定要拿到好的成绩。
But for who?
但是是为什么呢？为谁
？For them, their futures, or for our anxiety?
是为了他们，为了他们的未来，还是因为我们自己的焦虑？
We want our spouse to respect and love us more.
我们希望我们的配偶能更多的尊重我们，爱我们。
So we demand and argue.
所以我们就要求他们，然后我们就争论。
We don't control our spouse.
我们不能够控制我们的配偶。
Our friends don't act the way that we want.
我们的朋友不像我们期待的那样来啊，跟我们一起互动。
So do we retaliate?
那我们是不是就要反击呢？
Societal culture has influenced our homes, our goals, and our lives.
这个社会的价值观呢，影响了我们的家庭，影响了我们的工作。
It's time we take those back in the Lord's name.
是时候我们应该靠主的名来这个收回这些地方。
We are not a slave to today's Pharaoh.
我们不是今天法老的，今天的这个法老的奴隶。
We have our king, and he sits on high.
我们有我们的王，他坐在高处。
If you're not a child of God,
如果你不是神的孩子，
that choice is still open for you.
你今天还是有这个机会。
Maybe you're here today wondering why.
也许你今天坐在这儿想为什么？
What have you heard?
我到底听到了什么样的信息？
Reflect on it for the next 2 days.
也许在未来的一两天来好好的思考思想。
And don't give up, but talk to someone.
不要放弃，而是说可以跟你信任的某个人去讨论谈论一下。
I describe God as Father or Son.
我今天讲到了这个天圣父啊，还有圣子。
I use Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
我提到了耶稣，还有啊圣灵。
It sounds confusing, but they're all the same.
听起来好像有点。让人困惑，但是其实都是一样的。
Maybe today we're not ready to let go of our goal or redefine our goal.
也许我们今天还不能够很清楚我们的目标，或者是重新定义我们的目标。
We might believe in working hard, getting good grades, getting big house, big cars.
也许我们目标就是说我要能够这个工作更努力，拿到更好的成绩，买了一个更大的房子，更大的车。
But at the end of life, none of those things will save you.
但是在我们生命的终结的时候，这些东西都没有办法救我们。
None of those things you can take with you.
那些东西你都没有办法带走。
The person with the most toys does not win.
最后就是有最多玩具的那个人并不是赢家。
God doesn't work the same way as the world works.
因为神工作的方式跟这个世界是不一样的。
If we keep our eye on the world and not God, we will miss.
如果我们的眼目就是在这个世界，那我们就会错失神的目标。
Probably won't see God provide.
我们可能就看不到神给我们的供应。
However, if we want to live different, then we need to sit down and consider what He does provide.
如果我们想过一个不同的生活，那我们真的需要坐下来看看神是怎么样为我们供应。
God may provide for those that believe and even those that don't.
神可能对那些信的人或者不信的人都在供应。
But the big thing is, what is God saying in all of this?
但是重要的是神在这个当中到底要告诉我们什么。
This can only be understood by being obedient and really listening for God.
这些只有在我们真的是非常愿意顺服愿意聆听的时候我们才能够明白。
I invite us all to relook at our goals and ask ourselves, what is God saying as he provides?
我邀请大家都能够好好的来看一下能够来回想一下神的供应然后知道能够更多的明白神在这一切当中想告诉我们什么。
In verse 7, the Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt, and I have heard them crying out because of the slave drivers, and I am concerned for their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians, to bring them out of the land into the good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them.So now, go, I am sending you to the Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt.
圣经在出埃及第三章七节，耶和华说，我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。他们因受督工的辖制所发的哀声，我也听见了。我原知道他们的痛苦，我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出了那地，到美好宽阔流奶与蜜之地。现在以色列人的哀声达到我耳中我也看见埃及人怎样欺压他们故此我要打发你去见法老使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来
So Moses came to the bush, a shepherd.
所以摩西当时他是一个牧羊人来看到的这些荆棘
A lowly shepherd.
一个非常卑微的一个牧羊人
A leader of none.
是不是任何人的领袖
And when he left the experience,
当他离开了这个经历之后
He was now the leader of all the Israelites.
他成为以色列全体人的领袖
What is God saying to us as he provides?
神通过他的供应这是要跟我们说些什么呢
This ends the message.
我们就要结束了这个信息。
But what I want to do is share something about what has gone on for me.
但是我想分享一下啊，在我的生活当中的一些事情。
Some of you might recall I used to be the pastor here for about a year.
有一些人可能记得我在两年多前曾经在这里做这个青少年的牧师。
I left and I went back to Hamilton.
我离开这儿之后就回到了汉密尔顿。
Hamilton was a place where I had served previously for 5 years.
汉密尔顿是我在那之前五年所这个服侍的一个地方。
What you may or may not know.
你们可能知道，有一些人知道，有一些人可能不知道。
Is when I returned to the Hamilton church.
当我刚回到汉密尔顿那个教会的时候。
I experienced the first death of someone from my congregation.
我的这个第一次就经历到我的会众当中有一个人去世了。
Then a month later, my own father died.
然后一个月之后我的父亲也去世了。
And before that, there was another funeral.
然后在那之前还有另外一个葬礼。
I was involved in all funerals.
我在这三个在几个葬礼当中都都在帮忙。
I officiated two of them.
其中有两个是我主持的。
Was I successful in Hamilton?
我在汉密尔顿算是成功的吗？
I grew.
我成长了。
I grew to understand that change can challenge anyone.
我明白我学到一个道理就是说改变可以挑战任何一个人。
An elder shared why Hamilton hired me back.
有一个长老跟我分享为什么汉密尔顿这个教会让我回去。
It wasn't because I was the most educated.
不是因为我是最这个学历最高。
Nor good looking.
或者是长得很英俊。
Or the most talented.
或者是更最有才华的。
But they had trust in me.
但是他们信任我。
That I would nurture the church.
觉得我会牧养这个教会
that, like I did in the previous 5 years.
就像在之前的那个五年当中
In Hamilton there was a lot of young people going through change.
在汉密尔顿有很多的年轻人正在经历生活当中很多的改变
They experienced change in their jobs.
他们有工作上的变动
School and friends.
学校和朋友的变动
They were upset.
他们很难过
And they felt pressure.
他们也很有压力
This new experience of a death of a friend was on their doorstep.
他们有人经历，就是说身边的朋友死掉了。
All I could do for them was care for them.
我所能做的就是关心他们。
And walk with them through life.
还要跟他们一起同行。
Even when I was challenged by them.
即使当他们挑战我的时候。
All I could do was show I could step up.
我所能做的，也就是说能够接受这个挑战。
Be obedient and listen to God.
顺服神，然后聆听神的心意。
In time, change came for me.
过一段时间呢，就是有一些改变临到我的身上。
And I made another decision to move back to Ottawa.
那我就做了一个决定，要回到渥太华。
Sensing a change in ministry, we ended the contract in Hamilton.
感受到这个事工的一些改变呢，我们就结束了在汉密尔顿的这个合约。
And I returned to Ottawa.
我就回到了渥太华。
My mother is still here.
我的母亲还在这里。
My father passed away almost 2 years ago.
我的父亲是大概两年前就过世了。
I signed up for a program.
我这个注册了一个节目。
But it's now postponed until the fall.
但是这个是推迟到秋天了。
I ran into technical problems.
我遇到很多技术上的问题。
I began to be dismayed.
我有点这个慌乱了。
And I sat down and I started reflecting, how does God provide in my presence?
然后我就坐下来想想神是怎么样供应在我过去这几年的生活当中。
After doing a baptismal service, December 23rd in 2018 in Hamilton.
在十二月二十三号，我这个主持了这个洗礼的仪式，在汉密尔顿主持了一个洗礼的仪式之后呢
，I returned to Ottawa.
就离开了，来到了渥太华。
December 24th, I visited my aunt in the hospital in Carlton Place.
然后圣诞前夕呢，我就到 Carlton Place 去看我的这个姑妈，她在住在医院里面。
I visited her 3 times before she passed away, January 13th.
我看了她三次之后，她在一月二十 ，January 13th， 在一月十三号，她也离开了这个世界。
I performed her funeral January 26th.
然后一月二十六号呢，我就主持了她的葬礼。
I've preached 5 times since I've left Hamilton.
从我离开汉密尔顿之后呢，我这个大概讲了5次道。
I'm involved in helping to teach the baptismal class at OCAC.
也在这个渥太华华人宣道会呢，参与他们的这个洗礼班。
Do I know tomorrow?
我知道明天会怎样吗？
No, I don't. But all I can do is live obedient and listen for God and see how He provides.
我真的不知道，但是我能做的就是说，好好的顺服神，然后听他的话，看他下一步怎么样带领。
This is prayerfully on my mind.
这个就是在我的脑心目当中。
I came to Ottawa to do chaplaincy and to be a pastor part time.
我到渥太华来是想做这个牧师，做一个这个啊半时间，这个不是全时间的这样的牧师。
My course was postponed.
但是我的这个啊我的这个课程呢被推迟了。
Looking for employment opportunities can be hard.
再找一个新的工作的机会呢，可能有一点难。
But through the experience, God still talks.
但是在所有这些经历当中呢，神还是在跟我讲话。
I feel affirmed being a pastor.
我确信我是啊、要做一个牧师
But I don't know tomorrow.
但是我不知道明天会怎样
I seek it as I listen for him.
当我寻求神的时候呢我在聆听他
Life may not be working as we think.
生活有的时候不像我们所期待的那样展开
But it doesn't mean that I give up or God does.
但是这并不表示我要放弃或者是神要放弃
I wait and I seek him with anticipation for his provision.
我在等待，我在寻求，我在聆听，我想知道神到底要我学习什么样的功课，让我知道什么。
What is he saying to me?
他到底要跟我说些什么？
Let's just bow in a word of prayer.
让我们一起低头来祷告。
Father God, just thank you.
天父，我们谢谢你。
For allowing me to share my story.
让我能够分享我自己的经历。
I pray that we all can relate to, just not knowing how life is going to turn out.
我希望我们主啊，你能帮助我们明白，我们都能知道，有的时候我们不知道我们的生活会怎样。
And even in the face of the unknown,
即使是在不知道的情况下，
we need to stop, listen, trust, and wait upon you.
我们需要停下来，能够聆听，能够等候，能够啊顺服。
And not only just focus on what you're providing.
不是只是注目于你所供应的
But to understand what you're saying.
而是去明白你要说些什么我们当祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen.